Hello and welcome to our podcast Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. In this episode, we explore the 45th U.S. Infantry Division's heroic actions during World War II. Known for his Thunderbird emblem, the division fought in Sicily, Italy, and Provence, playing a key role in the August 1944 landings in Saint-Maxime. They also helped liberate Dachau in 1945, revealing the horrors of the Holocaust. We wish you an enjoyable listening experience. Turn up the volume and enjoy a moment of history.
The majority of soldiers in the 45th U.S. Infantry Division come from the southwestern states of Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado, and Arizona. The division was established in 1924. Many of the division's members have Native American ancestry, which is reflected in its unique Thunderbird emblem. The 45th Division was mobilized as soon as the United States entered the war in 1941. The troops underwent rigorous training to prepare them for the demands of fighting in Europe. Upon completion of their training, they were ready to deploy with Allied forces to the Mediterranean front in 1943. In July 1943, the 45th Division landed in Sicily. They had to advance cautiously over difficult terrain while engaging in heavy fighting with Axis forces. Their bravery and tenacity enabled them to repel enemy forces and help liberate the island. The division participated in the Italian War after Sicily. They heroically fought their way across the Italian peninsula, facing incredibly difficult combat conditions. Most notably, the Battle of Monte Cassino after landing at Salerno in September 1943. In August 1944, the 45th Division participated in Operation Dragoon, the Allied landing in Provence in the Saint-Maxime Delta region. The beach at Lannertel was firmly in the hands of the German forces. However, the 45th Division was able to establish a bridgehead. This was the result of careful planning and efficient cooperation with the Allied air and naval forces. Despite the fierce fighting, the Thunderbirds once again demonstrated their bravery and tenacity. After landing in Saint-Maxime, the Allies were able to move quickly inland, liberating many towns and villages in the south of France. The liberation of the region was aided by the 45th Division, which played a major role in the advance.
Thank you for tuning into Saint-Maxime, Land of Liberation. To learn more, visit our website at www.saint-maxime.com for additional episodes or scan over QR codes around Saint-Maxime. See you soon!